And as coronavirus vaccine trials continue in the U.S., we want to take a look at other clinical trials for treatments for diseases like cystic fibrosis and lupus. For decades, those trials have mostly recruited white men. But a 10-year federal research program called All of Us is trying to change that. It aims to diversify medical research by collecting genetic and biomedical information from a million people, about half of them people of color. But as Shalina Chatlani from member station KPBS in San Diego reports, some researchers say the program may not benefit everyone.
11 years ago, when Los Angeles resident Estela Mata was 35 years old, her sister was diagnosed with lupus.
And she literally almost died.
Lupus is a disease that causes the immune system to attack the body, and it doesn't have a cure. Treatments were hard to find for the Mexican family.
When we found out that lupus was like genetic, we're like, oh my gosh, like we need to get more involved into like clinical trials.
Mata and her sister heard about a National Institutes of Health program called the All of Us Study and enrolled about a year ago. The study collects electronic health records, patient surveys, and genetic information. More than 270,000 people have signed up or gone through All of Us. The $1.5 billion program started enrolling patients in 2018 and hopes to rectify a decades-long problem, that most clinical trials have only collected data on white men and not Latinas like Mata.
We're talking about precision medicine, right? We're talking about the future of our healthcare. Right now, it's not customized to the individual.
Mata says she volunteered to provide her genetic information to the All of Us program because she thought it would be used to help people of color. Hispanic women are more likely to be affected by lupus compared to white women. But some genetics researchers say the All of Us program may not benefit all of us.
You can't really talk about science in America without talking about colonialism.
UC San Diego genome scientist Kealu Fox looks at the Pacific Ocean. He says it reminds him of when he got into genetics to study his Hawaiian ancestry and found that people like him were often missing.
In science, there aren't enough, you know, PhD carrying brown, black, and indigenous people to represent our interests.
Fox says the All of Us study makes the data open to everyone to try to give equitable access to researchers. But Fox says he's afraid that only wealthy corporations will benefit, that they will use the data to make a profit and not actually help marginalized communities get access to affordable therapies, even though those communities gave up their genetic information so those therapies could be made.
Is it actually going to benefit indigenous black and brown communities in the same way that it's going to benefit a handful of people that work for Pfizer, Merck, GSK, etc.? I don't think so.
Arizona State University biomedical historian Ben Hurlbut says that's happened before. In the 90s, he says academic researchers started teaming up with people from rare disease community groups to identify genes causing the illnesses, to try to come up with treatments, but
the academic researchers would patent the gene without the involvement of the rare disease group who brought them the resources to do the research in the first place.
Hurlbut says take cystic fibrosis. When scientists discovered the gene causing CF, a rare disease group and NIH-funded researchers partnered to study the condition. Vertex Pharmaceuticals used the decades of research to create a therapy that could help 90% of CF patients. But it costs around $300,000 a year.
When that drug came out, my daughter was in like third grade or something, and one of her best friends had CF. His mom took on a full-time job in order to pay for the drug.
Alyssa Kotler, spokeswoman for the All of Us study, says the NIH is aware future treatments from the program may be unaffordable for some patients. But she said the NIH doesn't have an answer to that problem yet and says it's not their job to control drug prices.
There have been a lot of conversations with different communities to really help us think this through and think about potential solutions.
The NIH says it has been approached by some pharmaceutical companies to get access to the data in the All of Us program. But Kotler says those companies can't get access to the data yet, and there will be no preferential treatment among researchers. She says the data will be anonymous, and there's a code of conduct for how it can be used. Also, she says the program has made it a priority to work with and make data accessible to a diverse set of researchers.
It really is important to bring together all of these different voices to make sure that we're building a resource that will be available to answer this very ambitious call.
Somos una nación, un pueblo.
What lies inside all of us is more than data. It's life.
Es visión, honor y compasión.
What's flowing through America's veins is its diversity.
Those All of Us public service announcements in English and Spanish language tell participants that signing up with the All of Us program is a chance to be a part of a major breakthrough. As for participant Estela Mata from LA, she says she's okay with the idea of her genetic data going to a pharmaceutical company, as long as people like her sister with lupus, who need the therapies, will be able to afford them.
It would be sad to know that that treatment cannot be given to our community or to those that don't have the means to pay for their treatment.
For Here and Now, I'm Shalina Chatlani in San Diego.